Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Nearly 1,000 days into Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine, evidence of Russian atrocities against civilians, deliberate destruction of Ukraine's culturally important structures and artifacts, and of Russia's war crimes and crimes against humanity is carefully documented. For example, there is the Register of Damage for Ukraine. It's the brainchild of the UN General Assembly, a register of damage for individuals and entities within Ukraine who suffered damage in connection with Russia's war of aggression, said Beth Van Skok, U.S. Ambassador at Large for Global Criminal Justice.
It will accept claims that will be submitted by ordinary Ukrainians for harm that they have experienced in connection with the war of aggression. So in the first months in which it was open, over 10,000 claims were registered for harm to residential properties that have been destroyed in connection with Russia's war.
Then there is Eurojust, an organization formed within Europe to coordinate prosecutors and investigators in the investigation of transnational crimes, said Ambassador Van Skok.
It's a platform that enables prosecutors to work directly with each other to share information, share strategies, track fugitives, collect information, and otherwise coordinate their activities when it comes to international crimes. And they've been very active on the Ukraine front.
One of the most really horrific manifestations of Russia's war of aggression has been the deportation or forced transfer of Ukrainian children out of Russia-controlled or Russia-occupied areas into Russia itself, and in some cases, onward into Belarus, said Ambassador Van Skok.
The deportation and forced transfer of children serves as the basis for two arrest warrants before the International Criminal Court, one against Russian President Vladimir Putin himself and one against Maria Lvova-Belova, who's his children's rights commissioner.
The Atrocity Crimes Advisory Group for Ukraine is a joint project with the United States, the European Union, and the United Kingdom.
The goal is to provide coordinated multidisciplinary assistance to Ukrainian national authorities as they tackle this incredible challenge of prosecuting war crimes and other atrocities committed within Ukraine. National authorities have registered more than 140,000 potential war crimes and other abuses, and there will be a need to collect information about these incidents and determine which ones can be subject to prosecution.
These and many other organizations are working toward the day when Russia will finally be held accountable for atrocities in its war of aggression against Ukraine.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.